Podcast for the week of June 28th. I'm your host, James Flynn, and this is the PC Gaming Podcast from Gamers Like You. Joining me this week are my co-hosts, Whitney.
Hello.
And Logan.
Hello.
And Krillin's MIA, so maybe he'll hop on at some point. So for my playlist this week, it's just been some WoW, some Hearthstone, and I initially bought Sea of Thieves because they had advertised this new campaign, so I figured campaign, it must be single player. No, it's not. You still need a crew. So I ended up returning Sea of Thieves. I think I played maybe 15 minutes of it and returned it because it's kind of hard to do anything without other people in that game, and I don't have any friends that play. So what's up, Fire Duck? Whitney, what was on your playlist this week?
Oh, it was another boring week. Played some Legends of Runeterra. Bitched about it online because, you know, what's wrong with actually balancing a game-breaking mechanic? But, you know, skins for cards need to come out first. Whoa, I'm dying from this heat wave. I wish I had air conditioning. This is like the one time I'm wishing I lived in Florida because at least every house has air conditioning. Which isn't, for those who don't know, a lot of houses in the Pacific Northwest don't. Especially a lot of your older houses, unfortunately.
But you normally don't need it, do you?
No, normally don't need it. Normally, like the past few years that I've lived up here, especially in the area I'm in now for the past few years, like you'll get maybe a week at most of like a really bad heat wave. But never in June. Mm-hmm. Maybe in July, but it's generally like a mid-August thing, and then that's it. And then all of a sudden, hey, it's fall. We're gonna go right back to cold. So I'm just kind of dying. So everybody remember, hydrate. Yeah, that's been kind of my week.
Yeah, it's only 76 here, but I have my air on simply because it's 100% humidity outside.
I don't miss that about.
It's like a
Florida.
Swamp.
Yeah, you walk outside and you just instantly feel gross. And right now, yep. I feel like that constantly, even at night. And
that sucks. Logan, what about you? Did you play anything?
Yeah, I played the Don't Let the AC Run Out. So we're in the same heat wave. and we were just saying, like, this is literally the hottest thing I've ever been in my entire existence. Like, it has never been hotter. And I'm not talking by, like, 1 or 2 degrees. I'm talking by, like, 10 degrees.
Yeah.
10 degrees hotter than anything. Like, I've been down to Vegas a few times. Not in the dead of summer.
Yeah. You see, but Vegas has, like, that dry air, though. So, yes, it is hot. Like, I'm not saying it's not hot. But it's different when there's humidity. Like, I've lived in Florida in the summer when you have a hurricane come through. And then your power's out. You have no air conditioning. So, I've had to suffer before in that regard, and I would say that's probably a lot worse than here, but yeah, this is terrible.
100%, because when you breathe that heat, that's like the wet hot air in your lungs now, and it's just it is so hot here that I have a Lifetime brand shed in the backyard, and all of the metal screws that kept the shelves in place melted the plastic walls out, and all the screws fell out.
Damn.
Now, okay, I don't know what the hell. So I'm calling the company. I'm like, hey, Lifetime, right?
Damn.
So, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I prefer the cold. So, like, even in the summertime, I'll set the temperature inside the house to 68. So, and I'll still walk around wearing a hoodie. And then at night, I'll have a fan on, and I'll still be wrapped up in, like, a winter blanket.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you go. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, is that an old person thing? Because I'm the same way. But as a kid, I used to love the heat.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if I even liked the heat too much when I was a kid. Scandinavian heritage. I just don't like the heat.
I grew up in the heat. Like, I lived in Panama and South Florida, Texas, California. Like, I grew up in the heat. I'm used to the heat, but I'm also used to going inside where it's a lot cooler, and my body is really acclimated to the heat. But like, for maybe 10 months out of the year here, I'm bundled up in clothing because I am always so cold. But I feel like the summer is going to be a lot different, and maybe it's just my body changing. I don't know, but I'm over it.
Yeah, I hate the heat.
Absolutely. Anything over 90, I'm like, really? Why you got to do that to me now? Just bucket of sweat. What I've been doing for gaming? Nothing at all. Just the usual StarCraft. I installed like six different games this week, and I played one for about 5 minutes. I started up the Dungeons and Dragons Dark Alliance game, and I got to put some more time into it. But in the first 5 minutes I played it, I hated it.
Oh boy!
But it's all specific to me though. It's not a commentary about the game itself. I didn't read a whole lot about it. I was hoping for something relatively like the originals, right? Like the Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance games. But I didn't realize until I started, you actually play as one of the four characters from the companion stuff. So Brunner, Caddy Bree, Drizzt, or Wolfgar. And the thing that I like about those games, though, is I like to play those games as myself, right? Not as a pre-made character, essentially, which is what these guys are. So I'll get some time this week to throw into it and see how I like it. The reviews are mixed. Like, half the people think the game is absolute crap, and the other half are really enjoying it. So, yeah, we'll see.
Jerry's asking what everybody got from the Steam sale. We're going to cover that in our topics section.
It's still going on, though, right?
It is still going on, yes.
All right, yeah, good.
So in the news this week, this is just a rumor, courtesy of Blues News, EA Motive Revival is possibly Dead Space. The EA Motive is working on a game revival to be revealed next month. Gamatsu reports, having heard the same thing, the site goes a step further to say it has also heard that the franchise being revived is Dead Space. Gamatsu. Okay.
Gamatsu.
I know Dead Space, I still have yet to play that series, and I think I own all the games.
Same. Same.
I know Kirtland's played them all through a couple times.
It's supposed to be really good. One of these days.
I'm gonna get there. So Viking Berserker was announced. Gaming's Viking trend shows no sign of slowing down. As publisher Simulam, a developer Lothbrok Studio, announced Viking Berserker, a Norse Berserker game coming to Steam. Here's the official trailer. Let's see if it looks any good.
I'm always thinking these games, they all relatively look the same these days. Seen it before.
It's like an action game.
Yeah. I think it really comes down to games like this, the mechanics, and then the story.
Yeah.
You know, you think about Batman, you think about God of War, and really good story and really good action mechanics. I don't have a good example of a bad action game off the top of my head. Oh, Skyrim.
Oh, I love Skyrim. You know,
what do you love about it? Do you love the combat, or is it the story?
Well,
or
I
think
the combat is good. I thought it was better in third person view. Yeah. But I enjoyed the killing in Skyrim. But then again, I gave myself the best gear and all the abilities I wanted. And so when I went into a dungeon or a cave and I wanted to fight people, their limbs just went flying. So for me, that was fun.
Nice. Yeah, it looks all right. I'll wait for the reviews.
And that's a pretty early cut, so Steam is limiting account changes. This is according to Blues News. Steam database tweets about the discovery of a change in how Steam handles changing the country listed on your account. This is to impede manipulation to take advantage of regional pricing. In a further crackdown on people buying games in cheaper regions, Valve added a limit on how often you can change your Steam account's country. Country may not be updated more than once every 3 months. Purchases can be completed using a payment method from your current region. That's interesting. I suppose if I really wanted to get cheap games, I would make my country India or Mexico, because the exchange rate from US dollars to pesos is crazy.
That's something I've never done, is change my location to get a better price.
Yeah, me neither.
Same. I've never even thought about that. Like, I would have kind of figured that, you know, it would just kick me back to America for purchasing things.
I used to buy have thought of that. Games for people in other countries because they couldn't get them. Like, Australia has some pretty draconian laws when it comes to video game violence. And I've bought games for friends that live in Australia on another account, not my own personal account, on another account, and send it to them as a gift, and they were able to get them that way. But I've never changed my own country. Hmm. Well, Windows 10 was supposed to be the last Windows, and it was going to be updated forever.
The last Windows you'll ever need,
right,
until we release the next one.
But yet Windows 11 has been announced following recent leaks, and I know Linus... over at Linus Tech Tips actually had a copy that he got up and running on a virtual machine. Was pretty impressed with it. I can't say I'm excited. I was kind of happy with the way they were doing things with Windows 10, you know, and just doing these feature updates every so often. I have a feeling, and I think Linus even mentioned a few things, that it kind of looked like there was going to be more advertising in Windows 11 and more Windows as a service in Windows 11, which is just makes me cringe thinking about it.
It's bad. I heard that they're removing some features and adding them to the pro level, none of which, things like movable taskbar. So it's bottom only. Mm-hmm. And it's like weird stuff like that. You know what? Windows, by and large, is fine. They just need to fix their QA and their update process. Let me update when I want to, and make sure you do enough QA that it doesn't break my shit.
I always thought they should make it modular. You know, just give me the bare minimum, and then if I want features, I'll add them as a module. So, because I don't really use my computers for work. I use them for fun, basically. That's it. I'm a gamer, so I don't need... you know, all the other crap that comes along with Windows. I just need an operating system to run my games, basically.
Oh, yeah. Hold up. They're getting rid of the movable taskbar?
I believe so.
No.
They'll probably charge you extra for it.
Yeah, oh. I think they moved it to the pro only.
Like... Oh, I hate it when I like need to move my PC, so I undo the monitors and whatnot. And when I plug it back in, that damn taskbar, like, so I always move it. There's like one spot my taskbar is always in, and if they like, that's going to drive me crazy. Sorry.
Yeah,
I always buy a pro license though, so I don't know. There wasn't much really from the switch from 7 to 10 that affected me because I was already running pro. I can't remember why. I think because of the encryption. BitLocker, maybe. Or something. Might have been a network feature, too, that I needed in Pro. Bring back Windows Home Server.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't have to buy an actual server license.
Bring back Windows XP.
I want a gaming OS. And Steam was working on one. But I want an OS that just is for gamers, and that's what it does. It runs games. I don't need all the other crap.
We need to consoleize our gaming PCs, and I just mean to have the bare minimum I need to be able to get the most out of my game.
Right, right. Well, I guess the only other thing I use the computers for would be accounting software.
Yeah.
For EA game... It's being removed from GOG next week. What's going on with this? This is from Polygon.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're the old, like, Syndicate games. What else is listed on there? Syndicate's the only one. Ultima Underworld. Like, they're all, like, $1, $2 games. Syndicate Plus, Syndicate War. They're all on EA right now, anyways, except for Syndicate Wars. But I think it's just... I don't know. It's sort of like it feels a bit foreboding that they're removing from GOG. Like, GOG is the place to get your retro games, and moving over to EA. I wonder if we'll see them show up on your Xbox Ultimate Game Pass for as a PC download.
Interesting.
Yeah. But I hope it is not indicative of something to come. Because, like I always said, so far GOG's been doing a pretty good job at getting games, especially the historical stuff, right? Like, I remember all the old SSI Gold Box games. I was dying to get legit copies of that, and they finally came out on GOG. And I'm like, I bought them all up. They all suck these days, but I'm just so happy to have a copy that I can go back and just reminisce with, at least.
And Will made a good point about Windows 11. He says it feels like the same game, like COD, same weapons, different skin.
Yeah.
Marvel's Avengers bug reveals players' personal information. Well, that's never a good thing. What do you mean by personal information? This is from Polygon.
Literal IP address on the screen. So for single people, not that big a deal. But when you're streaming the game and your IP address is up on the screen, probably not a good thing to have happen. So that was on Tuesday. A hotfix was sent out on Wednesday. But man, that's serious. Because when you're talking about people that have swatting thrown at them, that are always getting doxxed, because, you know, you're a streamer, you're out there in the public life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your IP address, you might as well say, hey, here's my home address, come at me.
Yeah, and you know, normally I'd say use a VPN, but there is some lag and latency introduced in a VPN, and it's not really great for gaming and streaming.
Yeah. Man, I can't believe that. Again, QA your shit, guys. Like, how do you not notice your IP address on screen?
Well, in some respect, that's actually, they've broken the law by revealing someone's personally identifiable information. So there might be some either federal fines or charges coming their way.
I know that the privacy laws in the UK are exceedingly strict, so I wonder if they're going to get smacked around over there.
They might. They might get hit at the state and federal level in the states.
Yeah.
Borderlands 3... is introducing crossplay and more. So according to Blues News, the Borderlands website has details on a new update that's now live in Borderlands 3, adding crossplay support to the looter shooter along with lots of other enhancements and updates. So it's crossplay for PC and console players. So that's always a good thing. I still have yet to try Borderlands 3. I own it. It's sitting in the collection.
That's one of the ones I want to buy, I want to do. I played a bit of it free weekend, and I found it wildly confusing because of the amount of physics effects they had on the screen.
Mm.
But, you know, I enjoyed, number two is probably on my top 10 best games ever list, so, yeah.
Yeah, I picked it up on some Steam sale and still haven't played it. I'm still trying to get through the DLC from two. The Tiny Tina stuff. I started it a few months back, and then I got distracted with something else.
I've never finished it.
I haven't either. Yeah. None of, like the I've never played 3. I have Borderlands 1 and 2 sitting in my Steam library. Never finished them. It's kind of like one of those games I pick up, and it's cool for like 20, 30 minutes, and then I'm kind of like, I'm done. I've had my fill.
Yeah. I finished 2. I didn't finish 1.
But, you know, that's what makes it such a good game. That's why I like it, you know, in the same vein that I like StarCraft. You can pick it up, play it for 20 minutes, put it down, and then move on.
So this from BBC News. Krakonosh, how hackers are using gamers to become crypto rich. What's this all about? Uh-oh, did you see GTA 5 up here?
Oh, so... I briefly read the article and I found it interesting, but hackers are putting out free games in like forms, like free copies of games, so GTA, things like that. And so people are downloading them, and then the people that are playing these free games are racking up money for these cryptocurrency hackers.
Miner in the background, huh?
Yeah. So I just found it a pretty interesting thing, you know, just because it's free.
Nothing's free.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for them. Well, that's all the news we have for this week. We have a few topics this week. Amazon Prime Day. Anybody get anything? I did not.
Nope.
Not Amazon Prime, but I did pick up my new headset. I read a couple reviews. So this is the HyperX Cloud Orbit S 3D. And I wanted to try the 3D aspect of it. Supposedly with a few games, it's supposed to be really wicked. You do have to use it in USB mode to get the active 3D audio out of it. You can't just use a 3.5 millimeter jack. So I'm still trying to figure out which games to use it with. I'm still breaking them in. Super comfortable, super great headset so far. But if anyone has some good cable management ideas as to what to do with this cable, because it's always just sort of hanging, and I've got my chair on rollers here, so I keep rolling back over it all the time, and I'm like, I don't know what to do with it. So
Velcro
hit me up on the forums.
Make it shorter.
Just snip.
No. Use a Velcro strip.
Nah, but still, like, I need to figure out how to position it, how to string it, because right now it's sitting over my left shoulder. So do I want to string it over this way and maybe put it down the back there? Is there something for your headset, like a what's the mouse thing that you use for your mouse cord?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It's a tensioner.
Yeah. And do they have something like that for headsets that you can use, you know, on your desk in front of you?
Good question.
I kind of use my mic stand for that, because it's like the same thing with my Razer headset and whatnot. It's such a long cord.
Oh, yeah.
And where I keep my PC, it seems to be the opposite side most of the time. So kind of use like...
And so you just wrap it around your mic stand and just use it like that?
Yeah, just so I can kind of prop and put some tension so it's not all over the floor and I'm not rolling on it, or Gaz doesn't decide to play with it.
Mm. There we go. Stellar idea right there.
These are Logitech Pros, but they go off to the side here to a sound board or a mixer panel. So I just have the extra cable sitting on the desk.
Yeah. So that was it. That was my only purchase. But I'm also Canadian, right? And our Prime Day got canceled.
Why?
COVID.
Oh, no.
I'm not sure exactly why or how it played into COVID, but they didn't. I don't think they actually canceled it. I think they just postponed it.
I haven't heard if I'm going to be able to get into Canada, because we were planning on traveling up to High River in Alberta.
Last I heard, they were starting to like slowly lift the restrictions on the border, especially if you're vaccinated.
Yeah, my whole family's vaccinated.
So like when you travel, you might want to carry those cards.
Yeah,
but
you're going to have to.
But yeah, they're starting to ease those restrictions a little bit, because I'm starting to see Canadians drive here. So like normal vehicle cars, not border patrol people or what have you, or semis, but like actual people here and there.
Yeah. We, I think there'll be coming an announcement being made this week about the next phase and what that looks like.
Yeah. We're going to drive up to High River and hit some of the filming areas for the TV series Heartland. I guess there's a horseback riding you could do that goes pretty near to the ranch where you can kind of see things. I'm kind of looking forward to that.
Nice. Yeah, we booked some camping down in Osoyoos, I think it is. And, well, that's not until September, but we're doing it on the assumption it will be open. If not, we're just going to have to cancel.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of last-minute bookings here, like getting into... Mount Rushmore here was really tough to find a place to park our travel trailer that had a full hookup.
A lot of coders have been abusing Selenium to get these online bookings down. And then with ones they can, they're reselling them online.
Oh boy.
Yep. Scalping, literal scalping camping sites.
Jeez. Crazy. There he is.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
What is up?
Hello.
Are you on the road?
I completely spaced on the podcast.
That's
like,
okay.
We literally just got back from Jackson, moving all my wife's stuff here, and we literally just got done unloading the truck.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I feel like a salt lick. I'll just come to say hi, and I kicked out next week. And yeah, because I don't have nothing in the show notes. I didn't play much this week, aside from a little Mass Effect, and that's about it.
Did you get anything on Prime Day?
No. I did order an Eero system for my Wi-Fi, but I wound up going with Orbi instead, so I sent it back. And all of the other deals on Prime Day, I was like, here go Amazon trying to peddle off the stuff that don't sell again. Like,
give me something on my wish list.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
At least when Steam does a sale, there's games on my wish list that go on sale.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but all right then, folks. I'm going to catch y'all next week.
All right, man.
Take care.
Hey, girls.
Take care.
All right. Later.
Later. All right, speaking of Steam sales, I picked up Phasmophobia, Detroit Become Human, Doom Eternal, and Paradise Lost. I spent about $60. Whitney, did you pick anything up?
No. I'm still under that buying ban until I play a few games.
Do they sell window air conditioners where you are?
Can you hear my box fan?
No, I don't. No, I can't hear it at all.
I have like, because I have a little tiny studio apartment, I literally only have one window, and I have a box fan up there right now. I wish I had a rotating fan to get some air circulating in here. And so it's just been blowing in hot air from the outside.
I remember when my wife and I were dating, her house didn't have AC, but we went out and bought a little window air conditioner for her bedroom when she still lived at home in the city.
I wish, because they have those small little portable, like you stick the tube out the window or something, conditioning units. I wish I had one, but those, they're hella expensive.
Are they?
So, yeah.
I don't remember how much they cost.
Oh, probably like $200 or so plus. Yeah.
Then your electric bill goes up.
Shoot, but right now, but you'd only need it here. You only need it for like a few weeks.
Right.
If that.
Maybe you could have found one on a knockoff one on Prime for the Prime Day sale.
I should have. I wasn't ready
you
for
just
this.
Have
it was
to
like
be worried about it burning your house down. It's like an Amazon Basics air conditioner.
Yeah, a little dodgy. And I feel bad for Gaz. Poor girl. She's been like laying on the floor, like paws up. And I'm like, we both have this mutual understanding. We're just not touching each other.
Right,
we're just that's not happening.
Too hot.
Yeah.
Logan, what about you? Did you pick up anything on the Steam sale?
No, nothing yet. I'm still with Whitney, right? Like, man, I install these games, I look at these games, but I don't play the games. So until I'm gonna install and I'm gonna play it immediately, I'm not gonna buy. But I'm still also jaded that, man, the Steam sales still, they're not, back in my day, we actually had real sales. Those flash sales on Steam, those were the best, right? You'd get tons of games
miss
for
them.
Like $5.
Yeah, you don't see that anymore.
I miss that feeling when you would buy a game on sale and then the flash sale would happen and that game you just bought popped up on that flash sale.
Yeah.
You don't miss those days?
But like, things like, one of the games I want to try out is They Are Billions, right? This game came out when? 2019, right? So it's 2 years old now, 2 years old. The game is still, for me, $27. It's only 20% off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, really, guys? Come on. Like, $15. $10, hopefully. Let's go. Let's get it down there. It's not even at a historical low. The historical low, actually, no, I'm sorry, it didn't even come out 2 years. It came out like 3 years ago in pre-release on GOG, where it was, not on GOG. It was still pre-release on Steam. In pre-release, we haven't even seen a price as low as pre-release prices. Now, I'm just talking out my ass when I say that because I feel that that's a really good thing too. If you bought it in pre-release and you can make it for years at an all-time low, yeah, good on you. Well done. Way to support the game and reap the benefits. Man, I want cheap stuff.
Or just the feeling that you're getting a deal.
Yes. Yes. Give me a deal. Saints Row the Third Remastered. This is a remastered game, and it's $25. Really?
That's not too bad.
Come on.
That game's worth it.
Yeah, I want to buy it. I want to play it remastered. I don't want to pay $25 for it. I'll go get a pizza for $25. I mean, I love how, like, I literally will go get a pizza for $20, eat the pizza all tonight, have nothing tomorrow,
right,
versus having a game for hopefully a really long time for $25.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just going through my wish list now, seeing what it looks like, what I can, and I'm like, yeah, I got to hold off, hold back. It's not an all-time low. I don't need to. There are a couple VR games I'm looking at. I don't know how to pronounce this. I don't know if it's called Demeo or Demeo, D-E-M-E-O, but it's a VR Dungeons and Dragons game.
Demeo?
So you set up the table, you play co-op with some friends, and it looks phenomenal. So I want to get in there and give that a try with some of my friends. Mostly positive reviews, 85% Steam DB rating. Whoops. Oh, that came in loud. Oh, that hurt. I just clicked on the video of it. But yeah, $33 right now, $34 for me, Canadian Monopoly monies.
Well, on to the next topic, which is what are we streaming? I've just been rewatching Archer on my Plex server. In the process of taking the DVDs and putting them on the Plex server and rewatching all the seasons of Archer. That's it for me.
I need somebody to put Loki on Plex. Not, I'm sorry, not you. I have my friend who used to put like all the Marvel movies on Plex, and they haven't put the Loki stuff up, and I actually kind of really want to watch Loki.
I could do it, but it would be time consuming.
No.
Because
I'd
have to stream it to the computer, screen cap it, and then run it through Adobe Encoder or Handbrake to get it down to like an MP4. That's
yeah, no,
consuming.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean you. I just had, like, my friend was doing it, and I don't know, like, why no Loki? And just, yep. You said Plex, and it reminded me of it.
Mm. Yeah, all my Plex stuff comes from DVDs that I own, so that I have a valid license.
Nice. It's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Whitney, what are you streaming?
I watched the new Saw movie, Spiral, Book of Saw, with Chris Rock and a little bit of Samuel L. Jackson in there. I don't know how I feel about it at the end of it all. After I watched it, like, because I rented it, and I'm one of those people, when I rent something, I watch it several times so I get my money's worth out of it. And then I went back on HBO Max and I started watching the older Saw movies. And the older Saw movies still bring me more joy than the Spiral movie. Like, I didn't feel like it was a part of the Saw universe at all.
Joy,
I don't know how to explain
joy
it.
Joy isn't usually a feeling I associate with Saw.
Well, I didn't mean... Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm also dying from this heat wave.
That's awful dark.
No, you're absolutely right. No, but what I mean, like, when it first came out and I was a teenager, like, not joy, but it sparked, like, oh my goodness, this is, like, gory. This is scary to me. Like, nothing much else was scary, but, and, like, I enjoy zombie movies. Like, I don't know. I'm kind of one of those people. I enjoy the zombie movie and a good horror movie, or, you know, here and there. But it didn't feel like any sort of continuation of Saw. Like, yeah, John Kramer's dead. We know that. But it didn't feel like it was any part of that universe. And that's my real one complaint. And there's a lot of yelling from Chris Rock and just like...
That's how he talks.
I know. It was just so much. It's
Sam
just,
Jackson,
I have that
too.
Voice. I have that voice. And I actually really liked his part in the movie.
Sam or Chris?
Samuel L. Jackson. Yeah, I really kind of enjoyed his part in the movie, but like the traps and the stuff that make up a Saw movie, there was really none of that. Like none of that creativity, nothing in Spiral. And that's what made, I want to say joy again, but that's not the right word. And I can't think of the right word. But that that was what made the Saw movies for me. Yeah, I think I watched something else too, and I'm getting so tired.
It's the heat.
Yes.
Logan, how about you? What have you been streaming this week?
I've been plowing through Suits. So I am on season 5, episode 4 now, and I'm right on the precipice of the insanely bad episodes where they send Mike to jail and bust him out and do all this crap. I came to the realization the other night that the entire premise of every single season is people not communicating. It's the entire show is all about people not going to each other and talking about either what they did, what they think, or what they feel. And that's it. And it's just crazy. But I have heard that after Mike gets back out of jail, that it does pick back up again. So I'm hoping to get back into it and like some of it. We haven't caught up on Loki. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to ask, is that this show with Meghan Markle in it?
Yep, that is. I don't know the other people in it. I just know Harvey, Mike, Meghan is Rachel, Lewis Litt.
Meghan and they're Markle, all the princess? Lawyers.
Yeah, the Duchess.
Yes. Oh. Yep. That's she was an actress.
I didn't know she was an actress. Wow. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. She's in The League as well. I'm not sure what kind of part she has. I only saw 2 episodes, and she was in episode 2 of that. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They're living in the States now, too, aren't they?
California? Yeah. Yeah, she was also one of those like the case carrying girls on Deal or No Deal.
Oh, okay. So she's kind of a model too.
Yeah.
What else? Loki. I'm only on episode 1. We did not even get to episode 2 yet. The Bad Batch. I'm slowly making my way through that. I'm way well behind on that. Wife wants me to watch The League with her. We're only on episode 2, and that's painful so far. It's just not really my kind of humor yet, so hopefully it gets better. And the son wanted to watch this it's a Netflix show, but it's all about vacation properties where they have 3 people, the same 3 people through every episode, and they choose 1 budget, 1 adventure, and 1 luxury rental in a certain area, and then they show you and talk about stuff, so... It's all right. It's just a little, you know, sit back and explore the world type show that I really like.
I like to watch the beachfront or lakefront bargain hunts. It always surprises me what you can get in these off the beaten path places.
Yeah.
Well, okay. We got another topic. And
Boy.
If you're in the car with your children, you're going to want to stop the show now. This is an adult topic. We're going to be talking about... NC-17 and above stuff here. Rated X, okay?
So getting spicy.
If you're in the car with your kids, turn us off. Okay? If you are a kid and you're listening to this, turn us off. You don't need to hear this. So, Whitney, this was kind of your article, so I'll let you take it from here, what the controversy was.
So, a big controversy started up over... I've watched the Harley Quinn cartoon show on HBO Max. It is not a kid show. It's never been marketed as a kid show. Even by the previews, it's for adults. And so with that, a lot of adult content. And so one of the co-creators, I don't have any of it pulled up, did this interview. And in the interview, he was saying in season 3, they had to cut a scene that involved Batman...
going down on.
Yes, on Catwoman. And he was told, no, you cannot do that. You absolutely cannot do that. Heroes don't do that. They sell merchandise. Like, all these lame excuses. And so now there's been this back and forth on Twitter. Zack Snyder has tweeted a photo, which now has been removed, I believe, because of copyright. I don't know a whole lot about that, but Val Kilmer has chimed in, and Dave Cockrum's son, a famous Marvel artist. And it's even led to a petition for change. And so it's this big controversy over Batman can't go down on his partner.
Well, which I mean, you've got the Batarang, you've got the Batrope, you've got the Batmobile, Bat dildo isn't that far off.
Oh.
No. But according to them, that should be okay because this hasn't been the first time that sex has been depicted. It's been done in the comics, in the Batman comics before. I have a Sirens comic book on my shelf that has Batman and Catwoman going at it. He's done it with Batgirl, I believe.
College Humor used to do a Batman meme like this where he'd have Batman talking about ass to mouth, and it was hilarious.
I find it a little ridiculous that that's where they draw the line, that heroes don't do that. What?
Yeah, it's totally manufactured drama, I think.
But
it's
you're just saying in this show, though, Batman's gotten a beach from Catwoman?
Well, that was the scene that got... Wait, are you saying... Repeat that?
The female-on-male version.
They've had it where Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy have woken up in bed together, and it was not like... You knew what happened, because the show doesn't play like loose. Like, they're upfront about the stuff, and there's a lot of adult humor, sexual, like, you don't see any act, and I don't imagine in the show you would see any act. Maybe Catwoman laying there, and there's a shot where, like, Batman rises. I don't think you would ever see Batman in the act, but you would see those little cutaway clips.
I wonder if Batman has to take his bat pills. Bat by Viagra.
I mean, like, in a bunch of the movies, Nightwing and Harley have done it. You're right, Batman and Batgirl have done it. I forget the which comic / movie it was. Joker rapes Gordon's daughter, Batgirl.
Oh, shit.
So
this is a whole other side of comics that I had no idea existed until said something. Like,
for them to
pick this existed.
One act, this one sexual act, and say, sorry, a hero doesn't do that, especially when it's Batman, because Batman is supposed to be like a broken person, right? Like, he's legit crazy. You know, it's just, it's a senseless argument. It's like, really? That's what you want to throw out there? Because you're already way too late. It is what it is.
I believe in that particular relationship, Selina Kyle would not stand for Batman not doing that. Like,
100%.
Not with the dynamics of those two.
That's right.
I was concerned about the fact that both these characters are wearing leather PVC outfits for hours at a time, and it's just not sanitary.
It's no different than being out in the sun all day and then going home and doing the act, really. I don't know how they would stand the heat within those costumes, because, yeah, you would cook and you would sweat.
I find the petition a little bit humorous as well.
I signed it!
I don't know, like, sure, like, all the power to you, but it just seems like we need a petition to make sure that these people say this happens.
Battlelingus. Like, fire duck called it Battlelingus.
I'm sorry. No matter, even if they say it doesn't happen, we all know it does. Like, it's just...
Well, no, but how many shows have you watched where women are going down or women being exposed, but it can't be a two-way street? So for me, this issue is like it about being a two-way street, not give me the Batman porn.
HBO shows a lot of dicks.
But you know, for a lot of men, though, they give them socks that look really realistic, so they're not really showing anything in a lot of cases. I'm not saying that's not always the case, right, but they do use them. And or they stand in butt actors, but, you know, women a lot of the times don't get that.
Oh, I see. So you're saying it's a bit about shaming the pleasuring of women then as well?
Repeat that? I'm sorry.
It's a bit about shaming the pleasuring of women as well.
Maybe it's just about it being
double standard.
Equal. Yeah. A double standard is really what it boils down to. Now, I don't watch something like we talked about it before about like Westworld and how the nudity there is portrayed, and that like, and in that show, it's both ways, and that makes it more realistic. Like, that's the standard, that these aren't like, you know, like the psychology behind that show and how they deal with it. But a lot of times, like Game of Thrones, it's always women's breasts. And I mean, don't get me wrong, I have nothing wrong with breasts at all. Like, I like them, you know, but
I got them.
Exactly. But you know, like, after so long, it's just kind of like, why is this okay? But it, this always being okay, but you can't have a partner satisfying or performing an act on their significant yep. other.
I think what they'll ultimately end up doing is, okay, we'll just cut it all out.
Yeah. But they're too late. They've already got comics, movies, animated yeah. shows, right? Like, I mean, yeah, I know we're talking about one specific act here, but the whole fact that they have a series about Superman's son and Batman's son, Talia al Ghul has had sex with Batman, but we know that's happened because that's Damian now, which is Batman's kid. Like, it's out there, right? Like, yeah, he has sex. Everyone knows superheroes have sex. So now it comes down to this one specific thing. Well, they don't perform this one act. Really? Get at it. Oh my gosh, I can't even believe they made this an issue.
And their excuse is heroes don't do that.
We market
you know, merchandise to, you know, younger kids. I would say their audience, the DC, yes, Batman, like there is a kid following or what have you, but a lot of those people and a lot of that stuff is adult content, like even when you pick up the comics.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
I think it's, I don't know, in my own personal opinion, I think it's gone too far. And because you are blurring some lines between adult and maybe teen content. I don't know. I don't really like the over-sexualization of any genre. And we've talked about this before, unless it's necessary to the story or to, get a main point to the story across.
Mm-hmm. But like when you watch the Harley Quinn show, you know what you're diving into. Like you're watching it for the jokes, the humor, the it being within the DC universe and it having that purely adult context behind it. But if I were to watch some other things and all of a sudden that popped up, I'd be like, what? So it's kind of like, you know, when you're diving into a show like that, you know what you're expecting. Like, you know what to expect, what you're going into. And so you shouldn't really be shocked by any of the stuff that comes up.
Right.
Yeah, but I get what you mean, though. But, yeah, I don't even have an opinion on the whole thing, to be honest with you.
I don't either because like, I don't watch it. But, I mean, I understand the double standard. I understand why that would bother you. It would bother me, too.
And it's also kind of fun to talk about.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's funny because we grew up with it, right? So it is an entirely different age of comics and entirely different use of the genre, I guess.
Growing up, like you would watch a cartoon and there would be a lot of adult innuendos behind the cartoons and whatnot that you wouldn't really get until you're an adult because like
Shrek.
And but now like the stuff that's put out for kids, it's much more like child friendly, less of that in there, you know, like they've really kind of monitored what kind of goes out to kids. But I remember some stuff being marketed to kids and it just being kind of like questionable in terms of cartoons. Yeah.
But if you go back and you look at Shrek and you'll see so much stuff throughout the Shrek movies that
Lord Farquaad. It was like,
that was definitely for the parents having to watch that.
Exactly. It's over the kid's head. All right. So that was an uncomfortable topic. Like I said, I didn't even know this world existed until last week. So now I can't unsee it.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. A little community news here. I'm going to be taking a 23-day cross-country, cross-border trip into the wilderness of the western United States. And I don't know if I'm going to have access to Wi-Fi. I'm bringing along my my AT&T wireless hotspot, but I doubt that I'm going to have, you know, a lot of bandwidth. So it's very possible that while I'm gone, there will be no podcast. But if I happen to be in Glacier National Forest and get 4 bars on my Wi-Fi hotspot, which I doubt will happen, you know, I'll let you guys know and we could do a show. But I have a feeling that's not going to happen. So far, we're hitting The Black Hills of South Dakota, Yellowstone in Wyoming, Glacier National Forest in Montana, High River in Alberta, Canada. We were going to do Mount Rainier, but I think our plans changed there. And then Anaheim, California for Disneyland, Grand Canyon in the Arizona, Colorado for rafting. So, yeah, going to be gone for a while. This is the only summer that my wife's a teacher, she's off every summer, but this is probably the only summer I'm going to have, you know, as much free time as I currently have, because I'm eventually start working again. So we want to get this trip done now, and really looking forward to it. And that's all the community news I have, but I will let you know. I'm sure we'll get in a couple more podcasts before I have to leave for the trip. You guys got anything else before we get out of here?
Negatory.
All right. What is next week? Next week is... It's the 4th. It's a holiday, so we will not have a podcast on the 4th. So the next time we see everyone will be on, looks like the 11th. Because I will be out of town next week. It's not a 4th for Logan, but...
We have a 1st.
You have a 1st? We have a 1st. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Independence Day if you're in the States, so... I will not be home. So for me, I gotta read this part. You can find the AFK podcast at theafkpodcast.net. There you'll find links to our Twitch stream, YouTube, and Discord. Join our Discord for more PC gaming and hardware discussions. So for me, for Logan, and for Whitney, thanks for listening, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Peace.
Bye. We'll be right back.